Praise the Lord. Message number 160. The title of the message is Suffering, Part 1. Let's open our Bible to the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, and let's read verse 21 to verse 23. To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. Let's pray. Oh Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We thank you for your word that you sent to us to encourage us and to help us to continue to live this life with the right understanding and the wisdom that come from you, dear Lord. Oh God, I pray that the message will help many people and will encourage them through their trials and their suffering. Lord, I pray that the purpose of sending this series of messages shall be accomplished in the life of your church and the life of your people. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Master. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Suffering is one of the things that God allows and ordained for us to pass through. Suffering is one of the theme of the scriptures. And also suffering God has ordained for everyone. There is no man has been born from woman pass through life without suffering. From the time of birth, as a human is given birth, he starts to suffer. Even the newborn baby, he need to suffer to suck his milk to grow. Even the infant, when he when he starts to walk, suffering. You have to stand, you have to crawl, you have to learn to walk, bowel control, and urination control is also suffering. Discipline is suffering. So, suffering is one of the things that God allows and ordains. There is no human without trials, without suffering. In verse 21, as we have read in 1 Peter chapter 2, and verse 21, to this you were called. You know, if I will call somebody, I tell him, can you come and I want to speak to you? When he will come, he expects that I will speak something or we will discuss certain things. In the same way here, he said, to this you were called. You were called for that. Christ, because Christ suffered for you, give you an explanation. Because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. If you want to follow Christ, be willing to suffer and pass through the things that he passed through. We need to set a good example in our life of suffering. How Christ set for us a good example, we will learn. We will study these few verses and we can pick up things that teach us how to pass through suffering. In verse 22 say, he committed no sin. While you are suffering, other they sin against you. People are insult you, attack you, injustice, abuse, they do wrong. You need to control yourself and to continue to live without sin. Sin should not control or rule your life. If you want to follow Christ, be willing to commit no sin. Because sin will increase your suffering, will increase your hardship and troubles. Second point, sharing in Christ's suffering, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When you suffer, you should not speak bad. When I speak about mouth or tongue or lips, we are speaking about heart. And no deceit was found in his mouth. No deceit was found in his mouth because his heart was clean and pure. You need to clean your heart from whatever things, sin, slander, gossip, immorality, theft, malice, wrong motive, wrong things, agendas, hidden things, manipulation, politics, that you need to cleanse your heart from. These things will help you to pass suffering without much pain. So the first point, live without sin. Second, clean your heart, even toward people who are harming you, hurt you. Forgive them. Don't focus on them. Focus on God. All the pain that you have, because certain part of the flesh had been touched or cut or removed. Yes, people are the reason for our suffering. Peoples and circumstances and events and rules and regulations and rulers and authorities will bring suffering into your life. But every suffering, every pain you suffer, because your flesh had been touched. But that is necessary so that you will be cleansed from flesh, the work of the sinful nature, and from sin. Every Christian should pass through the cross of Jesus. The sinful nature should be crucified. No more I live, but Christ live in me. What is next about how to follow the example of Christ in suffering? In verse 23, when they heard their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Don't retaliate. Don't plan to revenge or make threat. The more you do that, the more your suffering will continue, and you will have more pain and suffering. Don't retaliate. When people attack you and whatever plan things is affected, then you must know that God is all-knowing and God is looking what is going on, and God is in full control. Don't try to push your own agenda or plans or ambition. What you need to do, as Christ did, instead he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. You need, when you are on the cross and suffering, you need to entrust yourself to God who judges justly. God knows what is going on. God knows that you are attacked. God knows that you have been harmed and hurt. You don't need to fight back. You don't need to retaliate. God is God of justice. Himself, he will fight for you. You need, what you need to do, you need to fully surrender your life and will unto God. So he will take you out smoothly and successfully from the trap and the trials and the suffering and the pain that you are passing through right now. The message is for you. The message is teaching you, teaching us a lot of things beautiful about suffering. There are three stages about suffering. The first stage is before you pass through the trial, when you come to know that you are ahead of you is a trial or a cross that you need to pass through. What Jesus did? He prayed. He asked the Lord, if your will, to remove this cross, to take away this cup from me. He prayed. But when he prayed, he came to know that it is God's will for him to pass through the cross. The first stage of suffering is before we enter the suffering. When we come to know about certain things we need to face, most of you, what you do, you escape, you want to bypass, you start to make fuss, try to escape it. Many people, they are suffering because they don't want to pass through the cross. They want to bypass the way of the cross. They want to do their own, but their own will bring not only suffering, but also stagnation. Or even I can say, deterioration. When God wanted to pass through certain things and you refuse, you want to do your own, you want to go your own way. You may go through your own way, but you may be regressing backward, or even being stagnant, or being misled, and going to a wrong way that will cost you much more than what God had ordained from you, of the suffering that He planned for you to pass through. Suppose you are working in a place, and they give you certain duties and assignment, and you don't want to do it. You start to complain. You start to write letters. You start to meet people to help you to bypass it. Instead of doing all these things, you accept. You accept your duties and your assignment, even if it is unjust, even if it is abuse. Because you must discern what God had ordained for you to pass through. God wants to discipline you. And one of the ways of discipline is assignments and duties. God knows you have flesh, and God wants you to pass through the cross so you will be cleansed. So this is the first stage of suffering. When you are called to do certain things or pass through certain things, it might be painful to you. You accept it because that's how God, that is the way of God for you to be cleansed from sin and to be disciplined in a way that trained with the Holy Spirit. The second stage of suffering is a stage where you are already on the cross. You are already fall under the hand of the enemy, and you are under injustice or abuse or suffering or attack. Now what you need to do? What Jesus did on the cross? He did not sin. He did not do bad to those people who harm him. He did not do bad, he did not speak bad, no deceit was found in his mouth. His heart was clean. He forgave those people, forgave. He did not retaliate, he did not make a threat. If you are now in the trial and being attacked and somebody harm you, do not retaliate. Do not make a threat. Do not revenge. It will not work. It will not help you at all. What you need to do? What Jesus did. Entrust your life to Him who judges justly. This is the time that God wants you to surrender your will fully unto Him. This is the time that God wants you to put aside the flesh. You need to be paralyzed fully so that the Holy Spirit will find a way to enter your life and revive you and take you out from this trial into the plan of God, relieving you from pain and suffering. Fighting arena and boxing and fighting and retaliation and revenging, that will make things worse and worse and worse, and there will be no end. You need to surrender to God. God knows everything. Don't try to be a judge. Don't try to take your life by your own power. Give it to God. Let it go. God will be the one to give you better and better and better. As He did with Christ, He will do with you. Christ, yes, the cross of Jesus was painful, and even the Bible speaks that the Lord say to God, Father, why you have forsaken me? Christ was forsaken, and He was in real pain, but He was able to pass the cross successfully because the Holy Spirit was taking Him. When you pass through the cross or you are under attack, surrender your will and life to God so that the Holy Spirit will take full charge and control over your life and will enable you to sustain the pain and suffering as He sustained the Lord Jesus Christ. The third stage of suffering is suffering after, it is the stage after passing the main stage of suffering, after suffering. Many people, when you sit with them, they start to speak about the history. People did like this, and I lose like that, and they spoke like this, and they put me in this problem. Now it is already done, already finished, already is in the history. Those people are sometimes no more. Life has been changed. Why you are looking on the past? You know why? Because people, when they pass through suffering and they are hung on the cross with certain particular trial, there are also two categories. Either they have surrendered to God, their will and their plans. After the cross, their life is smooth, and they will start to testify about God and what God had done to them, and they will tell how that trial, how that attack of the enemy, how those people who did bad to him, it turned to be good because they surrendered their life to God. The second category, those who pass through the cross, they get the attack of the enemy, they get the injury, but they are not willing to surrender. They will live the rest of their life in murmuring, grumbling, complaining, bitterness, sadness, and no joy, as if there is no God in their life. The message today is to help you to overcome, to help you to understand life the way that God understands it, the way that God sees it for you. Sometimes the people say, why God is doing like this to me? That is normal. Suffering and trial is ordained to us from God. Why we feel pain? Because we still carry the flesh. In every trial, every suffering, I should say thank you, because the flesh, not the filthy flesh only, but the harmful flesh is taken away from you and from your life and make your life better. I read 1 Peter chapter 2, I'll start with from verse 13 onward, and we'll explain. Submit yourself for the Lord's sake to every authority, instituted among men, whether to the king as the supreme authority, or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. Now here, submission to authority, authorities, those governors and rulers in the world, is speaking about worldly authorities in the world, in the government, in the departments of the of a certain country or nation. They are rulers and rulers and governors, those sent by God to punish those who do wrong. So what we understand here, even if there is injustice, I should not do wrong because I'll be punished. And to commend those who do right. So what I need to do? I need to do right. And that's what the teaching from the cross of Jesus. When you do right, you will be commended. They will speak good to you. Verse 15, for it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men. Who is attacking you? Whom the devil will use? He will use evil people. He will use foolish people. How you silence their mouth? By doing good. For it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men. Verse 16, live as a free man, but do not use your freedom as a cover up for evil. Live as a servant of God. See here that live as a free man. Some people, they say we are free in Christ, we are free. Whatever we want to do, we can do. This is not correct. He said, don't use your freedom as a cover up for evil. Don't do wrong because you are in Christ. No. He committed no sin. Don't live in sin. You will not be excused. You will be punished and disciplined for that. Verse 17, show proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood of the brethren, of the believers. Fear God, honor the king. Peter was writing this message to the church in Romans, where they have been persecuted by the emperor, by Caesar. He told them, show respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood of believers. That is, they are willing to do. Fear God. That's what they are doing. Honor the king who persecutes you, who is making troubles to you. Verse 18. That is where all suffering. But in observing these instructions, we will have the relief. You will have the relief. Slave, submit yourself to your master with all respect, not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh. Harsh masters, they will bring suffering. Now, how you overcome? By submitting yourself to them. And do what they say, then you will escape from troubles. Verse 19, for it is commendable if a man bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because he is conscious of God. God knows then that there is injustice. God knows it. But God wants to see your response. God wants to see if you are conscious about God and behave and not to fight and not to sin. And if you want to see also if you will entrust your life unto him, he will commend you for that. And verse 20, but how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God. What you say here, don't do sin and you will be punished for it. But even if you are doing right and you are facing suffering and you endure it, This is commendable before God. God will reward you for that. God allows suffering in your life because suffering can bring a true worshiper and show who are the true worshiper of God. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 to verse 16, let's read. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you. Sometimes you say, why like that? Why like that? Why like that? Why like this happened to me? Why like this happened to her? Well, that's normal. That's normal. God allow it. Some people they say, why God is doing like this to me? God had called you for that. Christ, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you will follow in his steps. But rejoice that you participate in the suffering of Christ. As Christ suffered, we need to take part in Christ's suffering so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. When he will come, those we who suffer, now on earth will be overjoyed when he will come and we will meet him on the earth. And we will meet him on the air. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the spirit of glory and of God rests on you. When we receive insult, injustice, abuse, and we endure it, who is this on us? The spirit of glory. The Holy Spirit that we need. That we are in desperate need, that I am in desperate need, and you are in desperate need of the Spirit of glory, the Holy Spirit, to pass through this trial successfully with the fruit that God would be glorified, and the Lord will commend us for that and reward us for. Verse 15, if you suffer, it should not be as a murderer, or thief, or any other kind of criminal, or even as a meddler. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name. Why we suffer? Because we are not willing to sin and do what others are doing to us. Because we are not willing to retaliate or revenge, but we are willing to forgive. And we are willing to entrust our life unto him who will judge justly, and he will take us out from that, and he will reward us, and we will have a good testimonies to encourage others and to invite them to follow Christ and the ways that he ordained for us to follow. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your word that enable us and help us to understand life and reality in the right way. I do pray, O God, that those who are in trial and suffering, you help them. Those who are, whom you are leading them to pass through certain things that could be unpleasant to them, Lord, explain to them and convince them and help them. You kneel down, tell them, Lord, I am willing, but Lord, help me. Help me to pass through it, O God. Help me, O Lord. And Lord, I pray for those who are on the cross and they are really suffering right now. Relieve them, O God. Be in the attitude of forgiveness. Don't retaliate. Entrust your life fully unto you. He can judge justly. He will take you out from this trial. He will make your life better, so that you can live victorious. And Lord, I pray those who have been passed through suffering and they are still struggle to forgive, still who are murmuring and grumbling, Lord, cleanse them. Have mercy on them. You surrender your life to God. You forgive. God has a good plan for you. There's a reward for you. There's a place in heaven the Lord has prepared for you. Don't look to the right or left or backward. Look forward and upward. And go forward with God. And live your life for him. And serve him. Be grateful to what God had given you. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh God, for this day. Thank you for the message. I pray that the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the life of your church and your people. O Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, O God. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Christ's name. Amen and amen.